Tweets and the Instagrams of good luck, you know, all the people around the world just can't wait to see it, getting in shape, you know, being extremely healthy, eating healthy, you know, all the techniques are here, are coming back, you know, like just being an elite athlete, you know, it feels amazing. I feel so alive. I feel like everything in the universe is right. And, you know, I guess to put the cherry on top of all these great emotions that I'm experiencing, it's just to have that belt around my waist. So I feel complete, and never been happier.
It's about to go down. The return of the pound per pound best fighter in the world. Listen, if you could not beat him on the cocaina, how you going to beat him when he's sober? Micah, the return of John Bones Jones. What a great athlete. Now, we're not going to talk about the fight just yet. We're going to hit that. We got a couple of guests calling in today in the hour. Sports. We will talk to Anthony Slater of the Oklahoma City, Oklahoma and Pate newspaper, the Oklahoma City beat writer. There was a tongue twister for me right there, the Oklahoma. I got him, though. I got him in there for you. It's Friday, but have him join us today as well. As well, we will have our Lock It Up segment. That is what it is on Friday's Lock It Up, so we will get to those picks. But, Micah, how do you feel about the return of Johnny Bones Jones?
When it comes to John Bones Jones, let me tell you. Now, you know how I am about UFC. One thing that I do know is big names. John Bones Jones, definitely by far one of the best pound-for-pound fighters. And I'm saying that as a casual, I can recognize that he's one of the best pound-for-pound fighters. When I saw what he did to Daniel Cormier, and after all the trash Cormier was talking, and he was all big and bad and whatever, what have you, he lost to John Bones Jones. And then like it seemed to come to find out that John Bones Jones wasn't even on his best night.
No.
From what I understand, from after that fight, we found out that, you know, Jones had some stuff going on. You know, of course, we know about the other things that's going on in his life at the time. And, like, I was like, so he beat Daniel Cormier on his worst nights?
Right.
What was he going to do if he's fully engaged? Which means a person like Cormier is just a paper champion until he beats John Bones Jones straight up, which probably won't happen.
Well, the word paper and champion definitely in this case definitely goes to Mr. Daniel Cormier, friend of the program, and it's a friend of his. So, you know, I always keep those comments on myself. But listen, we're going to take a small break, probably one of two breaks today, and that's it. You get a lot of us, a lot of you, 641-552-5316. It's time to call in. Bet phone, bet lines, you know the number, 347-637-3859 for our VIP. Now, we'll be right back, y'all. Prince, rest in peace, my brother.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Marshall Cab Company invites you to give them a call at 458-3325 when you're in need of transportation. That's Marshall Cab Company, Hopewell, serving Fort Lee, the Tri-City areas, with local and long-distance transportation. Remember, Marshall Cab Company, they will go as far as your money will carry you. Marshall Cab Company, 458-3325, operating right here in Hopewell.
Down by the riverside.
Gonna build our new dream home down by the riverside. Ingram Realty is my guide. The Landings at Anchor Point, the newest riverfront neighborhood in the Appomattox. Located in Hopewell, just 1/2 mile from Fort Lee, features single-family houses, condos, and townhouses. Models open noon to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508. Located in Hopewell, contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508.
Looking for a barbershop that does old-fashioned shaves and haircuts? Look no further than the Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. Kenny and Keith do hot towel shaves using a straight razor. They shave around the ears and do shoulder massage. No appointment necessary, just walk on in. They're open Tuesday through Friday and the first Saturday of the month. Check them out on Facebook, Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. You'll not only look great when you leave, you'll feel great as well.
Shoes need repairing, don't know where to take them? Cavalli's Leather Shop and Shoe Repair, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell, is the place to go. Cavalli's features a complete line of motorcycle apparel, including vests, jackets, chaps, road packets, tool pouches, and gloves. Need a patch sewn on your biker's vest? Cavalli's is the place. They also carry Western boots and hats. That's Cavalli's Shoe Repair and Leather Shop, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell. Phone 458-2016. Open 9 to 6 weekdays, 9 to 5 Saturdays.
Hi, this is Chuck Pender speaking. Anti-termite and insect control have been in business for the last 42 years. We do federal, state, and local contracts. We do business without contracts. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep, if they crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep or crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439.
Hello, this is Jess. I'm talking about an auto repair shop that does foreign and domestic, major or minor, auto repairs, diagnostics, brakes, tune-up, oil changes, and suspensions. 14 years of quality service at affordable prices in Hopewell. Kohl's Auto Repair, 914 Sycamore Avenue in Hopewell, Virginia, between Woodlawn Street and Oaklawn Boulevard. Phone number is 804-541-2700. 914 Sycamore, 804-541-2700. Kohl's Auto Repair.
Red's Tax Service, it's tax time again, and the place to go is Red's Tax Service, 105 Pickwick Avenue in Colonial Heights. Red's Tax Service has been doing my taxes for over 40 years, and I haven't gone to jail yet. Red's offers electronic filing, drop-off, walk-in, and appointments. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 1 to 5. Call 526-8715, Red's Tax Service. Fishing and golfing information are free.
Veterinarians Dr. Mary Brown and Dr. McDonald of VCA Animal Care Associates in Colonial Heights are dedicated to providing your pets with the quality care you want and they deserve. Their staff will take the time to explain treatments available for your pet and provide you education on the various pet-related issues you may encounter. Although they are available when illness and problems arise, the Animal Care Associates team is focused on preventive care. They offer Care Club, a wellness package which allows for monthly payments for vaccines, spay, neuter, dental cleaning, as well as annual screening diagnostics to detect early disease. Since our pets cannot talk, early detection is so important. Boarding facilities and grooming services are also available to round out your experience. Located at 2403 Boulevard in Colonial Heights, Animal Care Associates is the veterinary practice of choice. They are open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, and Saturdays, 8 to 1. 804-520-2273 for the best in pet care. You will not regret it.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times,
giving you Tri-City Sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Oh, just, can you imagine? I always say, I love it here on earth as much as I know it's hell here on earth. Cannot wait to the day that I actually get to stand by his right-hand side. And right now, he's enjoying Michael Jackson and Prince. With all the other great musicians that have, but just those two right there, like, oh, it's sad, sad. Weekend, we lost China yesterday, and I gotta say this because it is the stolen gift, y'all. 641-552-5316. Micah, could China have been upstaged again anywhere? I'm being honest, right?
Man, you are being honest. It was like not to say it was a setup, but it just seemed like, you know, hey, here we go. We kind of knew that when it came to her passing away that there was going to be some things that happened with the, you know, the Hall of Fame stuff. And then, showly enough, not that much afterwards, we RIP in China to, nope, Prince died. Nope, that's more important. Let's go. it's like if you weren't a genuine wrestling fan, you're not going to be able to pay homage to China or even know who she was. There were some people that even got her confused with Black China.
Really? That's
ignorance right there. They say Rob Kardashian is going to feel real sad because Black China's gone. I'm like, why would people mourn Black China?
Well, thank you. First of all, why would anybody mourn? Well, let's not say that, but right. I'm just saying,
like her family, her friends will mourn her, but the general public won't mourn her as you mourn China and Prince.
At all. Definitely not. So I saw a couple of things like that, and I think. I had an argument once before, right? Like, if you were to say to somebody in general, like, yo, Sting, which Sting would you think of first, right?
The thing I'm thinking of is wrestling.
Right, but other people would think of the rock and roll star Sting. And I think the majority of people would think that Sting. But it's not like that. If you go to a person and say, oh, China died, all they got to do is think for a second. Even if they're not wrestling fans, they go, oh, the girl from, like, I mean, she was the ninth wonder of the world. You know what I mean? And on Monday's show, we get into Perfect Plex Talk Radio, my King Vaughn Jr., 720 on the Twitter, social media producer, please put this in notes that on Monday, we will have our dedication to China during our Perfect Plex Hour, okay? And then on Monday, got a big interview coming Tuesday for everybody. So get ready for that as Perfect Plex Talk Radio gets back to the airwaves here on Soul and Sports on Fox Sports 1340AM.com on Monday. But I have to start off. I have to start off with the NBA playoffs that are going on right now. It's the hot ticket, unfortunately. Am I wrong for actually thinking that, Micah, that I'm not really entertained playoffs? They're like going to form.
No, you're not wrong at all. Because can we honestly say that the majority of the games in the NBA playoff have been entertaining? And the answer to that question would be no. At first, we thought maybe the Pistons would give the Cavaliers something to ride on, and then all of a sudden, Cavaliers just realized, hold on, I'm the best player in the world, LeBron James. I have a great cast of people around me that we need to be dogging these guys and not, like, sitting here allowing them to, quote-unquote, get in our heads like some players are thinking they got into LeBron's head. Yeah, you lost by almost 15 points last game, but you got into LeBron's head. Good job, bro.
Good job, bro. Who's supposed to believe that? He sounds like the moron, right, when you say something like that. Like, you know who that is, right? And I'm not saying you don't talk back to LeBron, because I would tell LeBron to his face something about his mama if I think it's going to get him out of his game, personally. Okay?
I mean,
where's Delonte West?
If I was Delonte West, and I'd be like, if I was Delonte West playing defense, I'm just like, hey, how's it doing, son? Just little things like that. Hey, it's good to see you, son. I didn't know you were playing so well today. Go ahead and see if you can dig up your old dad. Woo, just get him. Get him touched up, we'll get him thrown out and keep him with that much.
Now, what we do have a time here, let's talk about the Warriors and the Rockets game last night. I mean, without Stephen Curry, the Rockets still almost lose this game, if not for a game-winning shot by James Harden to win the game. Very good highlight play that he put on Andre Iguodala, Iggy. Oh, man, he crossed him up and came back. But it's like this team, the Golden State Warriors, won't lose another game with or without Stephen Curry. I will guarantee – I can almost guarantee that. Matter of fact, it's Friday, right, Micah? And on Fridays we have a thing here that we like to call lock it up. The question is, when you lock something up, do you have the cojones to do it? Yeah, I do. I will lock up the fact that the Golden State Warriors, with or without Stephen Curry, will still beat the Rockets and not lose another game in this series, Micah.
I think you're smoking a little bit because I believe. No, I think you're smoking. I think you're smoking the guacamole bologna just a little bit. Just hear me out.
Hold on, you know I don't like bologna though. Why can't it be like? I don't know, deer. I'm bologna.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
disrespect beer. I like beer. Bologna is exactly where it is. Now, I'm not going to, no. Here's why I say that. The reason why I say that is because if you look at that game last night, the game was not necessarily competitive until Houston decided to go ahead and think that, oh, well, we don't have to play a full 48-minute game. As soon as they stop playing a full 48 minutes and play hard like they were doing in the first half, that's when the lead started to become whittled down. Now, you know, basketball can be a game of runs. So there's going to be times where Golden State will make a run, but you're supposed to respond in kind. And it's just like what Master Chuck said, fake hustle is going to get exposed every once in a while, and fake hustle is definitely going to get exposed in the playoffs. And here's the thing. It was fake hustle. And we already know that James Harden don't play defense.
No.
We already know he doesn't play defense. His beard plays better defense than he does. And for some odd reason, I actually saw real defensive plays from him last night.
Oh, listen.
It was one or two plays.
I heard what you said. You said moments. You said moments. Okay, good way to fit that. Okay. Moments, okay? No. And every NBA player should play some good defense every moment, if not more than a few moments. But if not for the fact that Klay Thompson was 0 for, I don't know, what, 8, 7 from the field, from three-point land last night, this game is completely over, okay?
Exactly.
He's one half of the Splash Brothers. I think the same thing with this team. They will go through this. This is what makes them a great team if you do have Stephen Curry. Somebody can have an off night because somebody else will pick them up. Okay, and without Stephen Curry, they win by one measly point in the playoffs. I definitely say one measly point in the playoffs, and it's as much to do about nothing. In my opinion, I'm sorry, Houston. Houston, do we have a problem? Absolutely so. Have you ever seen any more two superstars? Can we even still use the word superstars when it comes to James Harden and Dwight Howard? I guess James Harden's still kind of a superstar. Dwight Howard just, it's not. Okay, but you can have your reasons why he isn't, but he isn't. Okay, any longer. They don't get along no better than Batman and Joker.
I think Batman and Joker get along better than Harden and White because at least they understand each other. It seems like they don't – they're not even on – they haven't been on the same wavelength. Like, and it's weird because
– I don't know why.
They were a totally different team on the cover, McHale. And they thought that Bickerstaff was going to make them better. But it seems like that when it comes to the moments like this, this crunch time moments, that they don't know how to gel and pull together. And at least with Kevin McHale, they came back on the Clippers and beat them in the series. At least they had some umption, some gumption, someone to put their foot in their arm pause to make them play hard. Bickerstaff, I don't think, is that kind of guy. Sorry, but coaching does matter to a certain degree in the NBA.
Yeah, you know what? It does, right? But we know, and we spoke to Tracy Murray the other day, and he said it's still and always has been a players' league, right? That's why you see coaches get fired. These guys, we talked about this before, and I'm not saying this is one of those two guys. It does seem, however, that Dwight Howard can't seem to play with anybody, which is, it's kind of – just should have stayed in Orlando. You had it sweet there. You didn't even have to win there, and you still had it sweet there. You know what I'm saying? You got like three baby mamas. Hey, Royce. How you doing, girl? Yep. Uh-huh. Sure. Nope. But anyway, 3-6-4-1-5-5-2-5-3-1-6 is the number to call in. Now, also yesterday, and we'll have coming up again to Mr. Anthony Slater coming up at the bottom of the hour here, we did have the Raptors and the Pacers. Now, the Pacers take a 2-1, 2-1 lead in this series, as well as, Houston, getting one game in that series, which I do lock up and will stand by my lockup, what I said about that game and them not winning any other games in that series. They will not win another game in that series with or without Stephen Curry, okay, on that note. But here go to Toronto and Indianapolis game. Now, I'm sorry. You have Paul George. You should do some things. I just think the East is completely bogus from 7 through 8. I mean, seriously, I don't think no one's good in this division that can beat anybody in the West at all. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean. When I say if you take these 8 teams in the Eastern Conference versus these 8 teams in the Western Conference, outside of the exception, the Grizzlies, right? It depends on how you match up. Go number for number, right? I don't think the East wins a series against any team in the West except for Cleveland. So when I watch the Eastern Conference playoffs and I see Carroll dropping 17, I see Lowry and DeRozan both getting 21. They're supposed to that. They're a good up-and-coming team, just don't have that guy. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that DeRozan and Lowry and those guys aren't good. It's like the Roman Reigns, Mike. It's like they're not good guys. They're not bad guys. They're not even the guy. Yeah. Okay.
It's not good guy, not bad guy, not fun guy. They're just guys.
Just guys.
Well, no, I mean, I have to concur. And here's why. Concur? Steve Kerr? Bulls?
Oh.
Okay, anyway.
Okay,
sorry.
It's still our record.
Still the Bulls record. So here's the thing that I see, and I can agree with you to this extent, that Cleveland has a better chance of beating all 8 teams up and down in the West than any other team in the East. I think maybe one or two Eastern teams can maybe have a chance against Dallas, and the way Houston's been playing, maybe they have a chance against Houston, but that's about all I give them. Because even Grizzlies with a hurt roster was still giving San Antonio something, even though they're still getting beat by like 20. They were giving them something. And with that level of effort, you're going to beat most of the Eastern Conference teams. That's just the way it is. And speaking, and, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the Eastern Conference right now, especially with our Wizards and Minnesota. And LeBron is going to be his time is coming to an end very quickly. Because these people are not going to just be good anytime. No, not going to be good in the next 5 years. They're probably going to be good in the next two or three. So right now, when he has the advantage, he needs to take advantage. He needs to take full advantage of it. And that's the thing, man. This is what makes the NBA playoffs so boring. By the way, fake hustle. can we call the fake hustle what it is for the Toronto Raptors? Yeah, they won their games. They won. They beat the games. They won their games the way they won them. They have the seed because they earned that seed. But I had a feeling they weren't really that well of a seeded team, just me. And it's like, yeah, you got a record, but you're probably going to get beat in the first round because it's just who you are. You're Canadians, like your Canadian team.
Did not just go to the Canadian team. Really?
Yeah, well, Chris Bosh, I mean, people knew who Chris Bosh was when he was with Toronto Raptors, but we actually cared about who he was when he went to Miami. Just saying. I think the league is biased against Toronto, man. I think they've been biased ever since Vince Carter proved to them that someone that's not an American-based team can actually cause some interest and hype for an American-based league that was started by a Canadian.
Anyway. Wow. On that note, guys, we're going to take our last break of the day, and we'll be back with Anthony Slater from the beat writer for the Oklahoma City Thunder calling in to talk about Thunder and Dallas. It got heated last night, y'all. It got heated. We'll be right back, y'all. Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP Hopewell. And I ain't forgot, y'all, we still going to have a booty of the day. Oh, yeah. It's going to happen. Oh, it's real. It's darn real. We'll be right back, y'all.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Honda Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Connors has a full repair shop. Connors Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Arians, and Kawasaki. That's Connors Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108. And say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters. Call Ike today, 640-0798.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell, with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Colonial Heights, and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry, crowns on your first visit, and teeth implants. They keep up with the latest dental procedures and pride themselves on patient care. They accept many dental insurance plans. Call now for your appointment at 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. Why Commonwealth Dentistry? They are simply the best. That number again is 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. This is Wynn Hasty. Take it from me. I go there.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP Hopewell. 641-552-5316 is the number to call in. Solon Sports with yours truly, Mike Pierman, and the crew. We are joined right now by no other people. Let's see, we had him on before, and we hope we get a chance to get him back on. We got Mr. Anthony Slater, the Oklahoma City Thunder beat writer, with us on the line right now talking about this game. Got a little heated down in Dallas yesterday, Anthony. How you doing?
I'm doing good. A fun game, fun series, even though it's kind of a mismatch talent-wise, I'd say. But, you know, there's been a lot of extracurricular stuff, so that's good.
What else can you do when there's such a talent discrepancy?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of their game plan. It's, you know, Charlie Villanueva getting in the middle of the dance, and now, you know, Rick Carlisle today coming out and really calling the Thunder out, calling Kevin Durant's elbow a cheap shot. And, you know, I think he's maybe trying to get in the ref's head a little bit in some ways to get Dirk to the line a lot of times in game four. I mean, like you say, it's just kind of something you got to do if this is the talent discrepancy you're dealing with.
Now, the one game that the Dallas Mavericks did get, and this was last night's game, was definitely a wake-up call. I believe you could put one on the way that game was going and how they, you know, they got that down to about 9 points there and late in the second half. Dallas made their run with the extracurriculars, if you will. Can they rise above the media talk and the talk that I know they hear amongst themselves about them not being able to close out games?
I think it's not concerning against Dallas because, you know, 2 30-point blowouts already. I assume they're going to kind of dispose of them pretty quickly. But I think it's a big concern against San Antonio and Golden State because not only in the Thunder – the worst of the playoff teams in clutch situations this season.
Right.
San Antonio and Golden State are number one and number two. I mean, how many times have you flipped on a Warriors game this season and it's, you know, Warriors are down 4 with 5 minutes left and they just close so quickly. Draymond Green making big plays, Curry hitting big shots. It's a problem because I think the Thunder can play with both those teams for a majority of the game, but they can't be, you know, in a 7-game series, you can't just have a lead, you know, play really well, be up 7 with 5 minutes to go and just melt away and give a game away. You give a game away against those two teams, you're going to get eliminated because you're not going to be able to win, basically win 6, but actually win 4. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it is a major concern. Can they rise above it? I don't know. And I don't know that we'll even know in this Mavericks series because the only time they got tested with a close game so far, they screwed up at the end, kind of hands one away to the Mavericks. So,
which they're prone to doing sometime as well.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be they got to figure it out behind the scenes, and we'll see game one in San Antonio probably.
Now, I didn't have Dallas getting nothing but one in this series. I'm not a big fan also. I've never half in the NBA gone to the first round being 7 games. Let me ask you that first, Anthony. Are you a fan of the 7-round series in the first round? The first round?
You know, sometimes it's like a pick and choose where – you know, this series, I would be completely fine with it being 5 or, you know, the Spurs-Memphis series right now that's going
right,
on.
Right.
I mean, that
right.
could be a – they could just end it now. I don't need to see any more right. of that. But, you know, there are
this
some really good first-round NBA
opinion.
Series. You remember Bulls-Celtics? Rose's rookie year.
Those were great. But that's also what elevated the hype of those games, you know, knowing that it was 5 games as opposed to 7. I think that also brought different – element of fans to that series, because even for teams.
Yeah, that's true. I can see your point in that sense, but, you know, an extra 2 games, oh well. It's the NBA players. They're trying to make some money. I think it's
fantastic,
like,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I'm looking at the games, and I know what happened to Ibaka and how he's transformed his game in the last 2 years. I always say he has Terry Hilson, so he can kind of do whatever he wants to do. But does the team want him to go more on the block? Because I've seen sometimes when he's taking jump shots, you know, especially noticeable on KD's face, he kind of cringes sometimes when Ibaka takes shots. Are they looking more for him to go down low and be the presence they need him to be down low for this team to be successful?
No, that ship sailed. He's not a post player. He never really will be. He doesn't really have that skill. Right now they have Enes Kanter, who's a really good post player. You
absolutely
know, they got him this season. Steven Adams is really kind of coming into his own on the lob play and, you know, kind of mashing down low for offensive rebounds. They're fine with Serge Ibaka shooting, especially lately. I mean, he's 18-24 in the series so far, 7-9 from three. So I think they're okay with him shooting right now. Where they're concerned with Ibaka is they need him to play defense. They need him
right
to protect the rim. That is like what they get from him offensively. It matters, but they're not as concerned with it.
Okay.
And I feel like that if he wants to shoot some jumpers, if that's going to keep him happy on defense, they're okay
let him
with
do
that
it.
Because
right
they need him happy because they can't be the team they want to be if he's not defending, because he's so much the MVP of that defense as far as like how he's going oftentimes is how their defense is going.
Now, you mentioned Adams. You know, he always reminded me of a little Rafe Lawrence for Denver back
okay
in the day. He has that. Yeah. I like. I don't know. Maybe it's the mustache and the hair. It's like I'm playing.
I've heard Scott Pollard. I've heard even his teammates call him Scott Pollard.
That
so
too.
That too. Yeah.
But now this next game, I believe is Sunday, correct?
Yeah. No, Saturday. Saturday.
Saturday.
Night.
Okay. Yeah, they pushed that Rocket series to Sunday, which I'm on record for saying that Houston doesn't get another game in that series with or without Stephen Curry. I will lock that up all day. I don't understand that team. But you guys,
yeah,
the next game, that's just me, Saturday. Now, back in Dallas, is the coach going to do anything here to change up the philosophy of this team or just keep doing what you're working there? They're blowing this team out. This has got to play through, like we talked about, the antics. You know, can Donovan have his team ready to go ahead and win this game and not have another close? I think when they're playing teams and they have that spread of points between them, they're good. But when it gets within that 10 range, they kind of get nervous. So they got to do something to make sure they keep pushing the tempo and playing the way they're playing to beat Dallas. Your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's going to change up much. If it's a closer game, I think he'll play his stars more minutes. You know, that's really been a good part of these blowouts for the Thunder is they've only had to play, you know, Durant and Westbrook 34 minutes in both of them, basically knowing that down the road they're probably going to have to play him like 42 to 45 against the Spurs and potentially the Warriors. I think he should make it a rotation tweak. Randy Foy's really struggling. He should maybe go with Cameron Payne. They've had some turnover issues. Get another point guard ball handler out there. But I mean, what they're doing has been fine, obviously. I mean, two 30-point blowouts. The issue
is those 30-point blowouts. Must be fun in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. The issue, as we talked about earlier, is just like, what are they going to do with 5 minutes left in a close game? But the problem is, like, you can't really practice those type of situations because those types of situations are, like, organic where how are you going to handle it when it's actually going on in those environments? You can't just simulate that. So I don't know what Donovan can necessarily do except for they can talk about it all they want, and then if they're in those situations, let's see how they handle it.
Now, before I let you go, and I thank you again, Anthony, for calling in. My concern is I'm a you know, East Coast guy. I follow Villanova basketball. Is Raymond Foyle get his team anything they can use to help them know that he could be the difference maker in the playoffs, or is his confidence just gone?
I don't know if it's confidence. I think it's just more skill has kind of gone a little bit. You know, he's older. He hasn't been a good 3-point shooter in a couple of years.
Right.
I think, you know, Billy Donovan keeps talking about, like, his defense. He likes his defense out there. I guess, you know, he's sturdy. He's bigger. He's experienced. Instinctual, I guess. You know, as opposed to Cameron Payne, who's a 21-year-old rookie that's kind of, I mean, he just doesn't know what he's doing half the time on defense. So I can understand that. But, no, I mean, he might have a game or two at some point in the playoffs, and the Thunder may need this where, you know, he randomly throws back the clock and hits three or four threes. But, you know, I think that's kind of a hole in their rotation right now.
Well, 641-552-5316 is the number to call. And Anthony Slater here from the beat writer for the Oklahoma City Thunder calling in right now to the program. Follow him by his namesake. It's really that simple, guys. Anthony Slater on Twitter. Anthony, what's your prediction? We call this Lock It Up Fridays. Lock and load on today. Do they close this series out the next two games, or does Dallas get another game?
I think they close it out. I mean, my sense is they're going to kind of get that. I think Dallas is going to come out with a surge to start in front of the crowd. But, you know, it's such an athletic mismatch, and Dallas is really beat up right now. They got nobody to guard Durant. Matthews has done an okay job, but if Matthews is on Durant, then they have nobody to guard Westbrook.
Exactly.
So, you know, I think Oklahoma City will pull out game four, and then if they get game four, I think they're going to go home up 3-1. Dallas will kind of be sensing the offseason, maybe even already making plans, and I would expect the Thunder to close out at home in game five. Because one thing, I mean, the Spurs are probably going to close out the Grizzlies by this weekend or early next week, so the Thunder are going to want to close this down quickly so they can prepare with as much time as the Spurs are going to have to prepare for them.
So I'm going to take that as you're going to lock that up then, Anthony, right? It's Friday,
yeah,
man.
I'll lock,
come
yeah,
on. You're
yeah,
the
my fault. My fault. My fault. I'm locking it up. Five-game series.
Lock that up, man. It's over right now. Lock it up.
You better lock it up.
It is. It's everything in the West looks over. I'm locking up all four series.
I like it, the double lock, because I've said that also, and why I'm not too highly entertained with this. You know, we already know what we need to get to. We know that meat and potatoes. We need Oklahoma. We need Spurs. You know, and then we need whoever plays Golden State. And then we just need to get the Cavs to the finals. Right? That's all it can be. You know, so just get it over with so we can get to the action already. But, Anthony, thanks for calling in, brother. I hope we talk to you after the series is over as you guys get your way to go in to San Antonio, because I called a lockup for those guys as well, and that's just how it has to be.
Yep. Good. Hey, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, my friend, guys. We'll be right back. Fox Sports Radio, 1340 WHAP, Hopewell.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
It is a Lock It Up Friday, people. Now, I know. We're talking about Prince. And I will talk about Prince forever on this show. But today,
John Jones.
He's the best pound-for-pound fighter in the sport.
He's cleaning his division out.
John has been a legend of sport.
If guys thought I was strong in the past, this new level is ridiculous.
I'm on a new level. 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 Put me a new chapter. Put me a new thing.
Johnny Bones seems to be ready, people. 641-552-5316. Time to lock it up.
Even doing this interview right now, having the fans excited, you know, reading all the tweets and the Instagrams of good luck, you know, all the people around the world who just can't wait to see it, getting in shape, you know, being extremely healthy, eating healthy, you know, all the techniques are here, are coming back, you know, like just being an elite athlete, you know, it feels amazing. I feel so alive. I feel like everything in the universe is right. And
Tommy! This is the moment UFC fans around the world have been waiting for. It's time!
And it is time, people, to talk about the Ultimate Fighter. It is going down tomorrow, April 3rd. I always have a saying, Micah, to pay or not to pay. And I'm not talking about your uncle's hairpiece. I'm talking about a pay-per-view. I will tell you if something is worth the money, because trust me, I value your money. Hence why I tell you the new advertisement here on Fox Sports Radio 134 WHTP Hopewell. Now, I keep trying to tell you guys, give me now while I was cheaper, because when I blow up, I will change. At least I'm being honest. It's the barbershop, all right? Tomorrow, people, we got one of the best UFC cards of the year. And I'm just being honest with you. I don't know what you come to do. I come to clap my hands. All right, listen. I don't know what 200 is going to look like. I don't know what they're going to try to make 200 look like. But I do know what UFC 197 looks like. And it looks like Johnny Bones Jones, the return, versus Ovince St. Pierre, OSP. It looks like we got Demetrius Money Mouse Jones taking on an undefeated fighter who's been talking trash His name is Henry the Messenger Zaduo. We also got the return of Anthony Showtime Pettis. Now, he was the first UFC fighter to be on the Wheaties box, people. All right? We know that the blueprint is out on how to beat him. He has to kind of bulk up. Get this wrestling thing down. Edson Barbosa Jr.? Oh, the Brazilian? Oh, this could be a major, major fight. Not to mention Robert Whittaker taking on Rafael Nadal. People, I'm sorry. To pay is what you should be doing tomorrow night. I don't care about the NBA playoffs. I still would be watching the NHL playoffs. Shout out to the NHL playoffs. Best playoffs in the world. Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a fuck. The UFC tomorrow. Lock it up. What's going on, Micah? I know I got you hyped. Now, I have a tendency of doing that to you sometimes. No broke back.
Oh, well, you know, I'm the only other guy that you find that has as much energy as you are without having to have coffee.
I do love it.
I wake up and there's pearly whites already in my face. I don't even have to brush my teeth. Well, actually, I still do brush those things. But anyway,
gotcha.
I have to agree. I am agreeing. Just, you know, I mean, Johnson, Cueto, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Anthony Showtime Pettis, Barbosa, John Jones, I'm going to go St. Pugh because that's how he's going to look in this fight. I'm paying too. That's right. I'm going to pay as well because it is worth that fight. I'm just saying.
Are you going to Hooters or Buffalo Wild Wings tomorrow?
Probably Buffalo Wild Wings. I like their wing sauces a lot more. That's just nothing against Hooters. Great people, great service staff, you know. But I like
guess
my wings.
What? I don't like neither one of their foods.
Oh, I guess you must be coming over to my apartment and having wings with me.
I'd rather have your wings than any of those wings that they would make. Honestly, I can't stand Hooters or Buffalo Wild Wings. I have wanted to eat at the Tilted Kilt, but I don't feel comfortable bringing my wife to. So and that's one of those places, and I lock that up right there. But let's go ahead, guys, and go through this pay-per-view, UFC 197. Now, I'm not going to talk about each and every single fight here. I can't do it, won't do it. Can't do it, won't do it. But what I will talk about is the fights that matter. All right, and I named all the fights that matter. Okay, and there's a prelim card that's pretty good because Anthony Pettis' little brother, Sergey, is on the card. But, no. This card is so top heavy, you'd have thought Dolly Parton was back in 9 to 5. Okay? That's how top heavy this UFC card is tomorrow. Now, we're going to start from the bottom to the top because we're here. Robert Whittaker, the New Zealand 16-4, taking on Rafael Nadal Sobol. In this fight, we got 21-6 Rafael taking on 16-4 Robert Whittaker in a light heavyweight championship match. I'm gonna start off with the rookie here. You know, he's coming along strong. He's getting the UFC up. Let's see what he got in this one. What's going on, Michael? Who you got in this fight? I'm gonna put on some music while this lasts too.
I'm gonna go with the guy who has the height advantage, the weight advantage, therefore he has the reach advantage. We're going with Nadal. And I'm going with him because there's other cool things I like about people when they fight. Not only do they have good fight skills, but they have names I can relate to. I can relate his name to Rafael Nadal from tennis. And I say if his name is related to Rafael Nadal, that brother's going to be a monster. So I'm just saying I'm going with the height and the reach advantage. I just think it's not Nadal.
His name was Nadal. It was Rafael Nadal. But it did.
It still works, don't it? It still works. It's
the same name and the rhyming skills. I got you.
You got bars, man. You know how it goes.
Okay, well, I'm going to take that, and that's a lockup for you because there is nothing but lockups on Fridays.
Lock it up.
Okay.
Lock it up. Lock it up.
But I'm going to lock up right now.
Lock it up. You better lock it up.
Well, not just
lock
a single lock.
Lock it up.
But a double lock.
You better lock it up.
Right now. That Robert Whittaker wins this fight by a second round TKO in this fight. A second round TKO in this fight. Now, the undercard, right? The undercard. Anthony Showtime Pettis. Now, for those who are not familiar with him, and I'm trying to bring you up to speed in his UFC world, I taught my wife to play Madden football by telling her to play with Peyton Manning back when he was with Indianapolis Colts. Okay, if you want to learn how to play Madden, that's the guy that will let you make every pass. If you play the UFC, the EA edition, and you want to be the guy who kicked everybody's butt, you pick Anthony Pettis. His moves are video game-like. He will flip off a cage. He will jump up in midair and try to flip you over. He is more video game than John Jones. And Edison Barbosa, he just has some things about himself, and it's more importantly, a hard right freaking hand. A very hard right wicked hand. This is 155 pounds in this fight. Micah, who you got in this fight? Emmy Richard on the Twitter, that is.
Oh, Anthony Showtime Pettis, no doubt. Showtime Pettis is going to get this guy. Because he, at the end of the day, you're going to go with a veteran. You got to go with a veteran who has well battle hardened as Anthony Pettis in this one. I got to go with him.
You know, I'm going to act like Wally right now. I act like Wally since Wally's not here. Happy birthday, Wally. What's going on? Player. Happy birthday, man. And I got to absolutely say in that is that I agree. I agree, man. Anthony Pettis will win this fight. I'm going to lock that up.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up.
Without question. But Barbosa? Edison? Junior, that is? See, I wouldn't go for him because he had the name Junior. You know, honestly, I have an uncle named Junior. I just think it's weird. His name's not Junior, but we all call him Junior. Have you ever noticed about every person you name as a Junior? The majority of them, you call them by their
Junior. My brother's the only one that wanted to be on his Robert Griffin type stuff and make sure his son was the second, not a Junior.
Well, first of all, your brother's an awesome person because that's what I did. And my son is the second, not a Junior.
There you go.
So that's another reason why I didn't go with Edison Barbosa. But I'm going to say Showtime wins this fight by submission. And I only say the reason why I say by submission, I don't think Anthony Pettis can go three rounds with him, with Edison Barbosa. I just don't think he can. So if he doesn't knock him out, he's going to have to make him submit. And Edison Barbosa, let me just say this, guys, ain't even going back to the Whitaker-Natal fight. These are all great fights. Like, this isn't like ordering a Mayweather fight where if you're a Mayweather fan, you enjoy his skill, right? And you get nothing else. The UFC used to be known for putting on great pay-per-views. They've gotten away from that because they just started doing too many shows. Good names started retiring, getting hurt, and getting suspended because we all know cocaine is a hell of a drug, okay? So I'm just saying, you leave the card and come back on barefoot
drug.
And come back without your shoes on to get your money, you knew he was on something,
cocaine,
and it wasn't anything else. Okay, but this is a great fight. Edison Barbosa could very well submit, knock out, destroy Anthony Pettis. But I have to just go with Anthony Pettis because I'm a fan. So I'm playing, like I said, I'm playing the Wally role. And I'm just going with my favorite, nothing there, not going with, because it's really the way Anthony Pettis has been getting shown up lately by bigger fighters.
You better lock it up.
It's really a toss-up in this fight, which makes this fight so intriguing as a fight fan. Now, if he wins this week, I will get this, the audio, the theme. And I should have had it by now. This is almost in my eighth season. The Mighty Mouse theme music. Here I come, right? Because Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson is the most greatest fighter that you have never heard of. And I'm being honest, because he fights at the flyweight at 125.
I agree with you.
Joe Rogan, who we know gives you the who can I compare Joe Rogan to in wrestling? The overhyped guy. He's just always overhyped, you know, the Joey Styles of UFC. Right, it's Joe Rogan. He will make everybody sound great, but when he mentions Demetrius Johnson, he's not lying. You know, Demetrius Johnson really is like for his size, he's equivalent to John Jones, GSP, you know, Matt Hughes, anybody you want to think that was an all-time great. He's equivalent to those guys. He's an all-time great in this sport. But there's this young guy, Henry Cejudo. And I mean, I'm just being honest. I talked about nicknames. His nickname's the Messenger. It doesn't really get much. It's a lot of cool names, but that's a very cool name. 10-0 versus 22-2. And the best part about this is that Henry Cejudo might be the only guy that might be as big and it's not stronger than Demetrius Johnson. I don't think anybody is faster than him other than Floyd Money Mayweather. No one is faster than Demetrius Johnson other than Floyd Money Mayweather. You know what? I ain't going to put my stamp on that. I'm going to lock that up. Okay?
You lock it up.
This is an intriguing fight. Again, I'm playing the Raleigh role, and I'm going with Demetrius Johnson by unanimous decision. Who you got in this fight?
You can call me a jail cell because I'm locking up Demetrius Johnson. Come on. This is just – this is 22-2 record against a 10-0 record. You can go ahead and be all the messenger that you want to, but your messenger is going to be put in a bottle because the bottle's going to be smashed inside your hand. Courtesy of the champion, he's going to remain the champion, Mr. Demetrius Johnson.
It's just something that I always have to put in place, and that is the strength and that and the right hand. Like, I always wonder, and it's with any fighter, could that if someone connects, he will get knocked out. And I believe in that person's ability. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I believe in Henry Cejudo. I think he has that kind of power that will knock anybody out if he connects. So Anthony better not get caught. You understand what I'm saying? So again,
I agree. He's a great up and comer, a great up and comer, and things like that. But once again, when it comes to fights like this, unlike a certain Brazilian who was too cocky when he fought Chris Weidman, I don't think Demetrius Johnson takes his opponents lightly. And so in doing so, I believe that's one of the main key things he's going to make sure he avoids is that strength, is that right hand, so that he doesn't get caught.
Well, people, it has come to my favorite part of the day. Already has his lockup in is King Vaughn Jr. 720 on the Twitter.
You better lock it up. You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
On Johnny Bones Jones. Johnny Bones Jones fights OSP. And again, I know I am the Joe Rogan of Soul and Sports. I know because it's my show.
No, you actually know what you're talking about.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ovin St. Pierre. Again, this is ultimate fighting. Anybody can lose. Johnny Jones has sort of been proven as kind of a fraud. You know what I mean? With the stuff we've seen behind the tape. Some of the stuff that Daniel Cormier has said has been brought to light, but I think if anybody gets under your skin that day, we all have that in us. I will say that. I'm not excusing what he did, but I can understand what he did if I was in a situation where somebody was pushing my button, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Of course.
No, you know, not saying he didn't apologize for, but who am I? You know what I mean? As the program, as Glenn would say, and as Glenn Thomas on the Twitter, I don't judge, I write tickets. John Bone Jones wins this fight, and I want to say by PKO because I think he has to come back, show his dominance, and then be so bad enough that he wants to come back at UFC 200. Who you got in this fight? We're up against the time.
Yeah, John Jones all day, every day. The brother may have a chance. Anyone could lose in UFC. The truth of the matter is John Jones was reclaiming something that rightfully belongs to him. He knew he messed up to get it. The pride of a fighter is strong within him. He's going to win and get his title back.
Johnny Bones Jones, guys. Listen, our time is up. It is the weekend. Thank you for joining us for the wonderful week. Monday, we are back, and we will be better than ever because he would have let us live another day to come back and become better than ever. So you see how I did that? Because, you know, without him, none of this is possible. But, hey, guys, we're going to get up out of here. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me, and don't love God. We out of here, y'all. Fingers.